Officer Brayton Long decides to leave the Haynesboro Police Department, and the Alaska House of Representatives considers a bill that would place decisions on Tier 3 nominations solely in the hands of legislators. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. The Haynes Police Force will lose an officer next week. The department had a history of high turnover, but this will be the first departure in 4 years. KHNS reporter Claire Strempel has the story.
Officer Brayton Long is leaving the Haynes Police Department after almost 4 years of service to the community.
Now that I'm getting older and I've decided that it's time for me to pursue my dream.
Officer Long plans to start a small tour company called Alaska Local Tours. He says he's been planning to return to the tourism industry since working as a river guide in the 1980s. He says he's also had just about every job you can imagine in Alaska, from working as a deckhand in Bristol Bay and the Lynn Canal to helicopter logging out of Ketchikan. Long got his start as a police officer in Skagway, where he served for 5 years before taking on his position in Haynes.
My whole personal goal was to try to be a positive influence for the community. Every day that I go to work, my goal was to do better than the day I did before. And what I mean by better is try to communicate with people at a personal level, bridge that gap that police officers are people too.
He says he gets to retire knowing he gave it his best shot. Long says he will remain affiliated with the department as a volunteer auxiliary police officer.
Evidently, there's been a history of turnover, particularly in Haynes, this last few years with myself, Sergeant Dryden, Officer Brown, and Adam Patterson. We pretty dedicated core of officers.
Borough records show that in the 3 years before Heath Scott took over as police chief, the Haynes Police Department saw at least one position turnover every year. Long will be the first officer to leave the force since 2015. He says the last few years as an officer in Haynes stood out in his career.
I enjoy working with Police Chief Heath Scott. I've worked for a lot of different employers, different supervisors, different bosses throughout my lifetime. And I can look back with this last few years with Heath, and I just have enjoyed his demeanor. I've enjoyed his wonderful attitude. It catches on, and I just want to say that's like a highlight for me.
But Chief Scott is considering other options himself. He is a candidate for the campus police chief job at the University of Alaska at Anchorage. Officer Long joined the Haynes Police Department in November of 2015. His last day will be May 7th. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Chilkat River is one of 5 bodies of water in Alaska nominated for the highest federal water protection available. It's called the Outstanding National Resource Water, or Tier 3 designation. The House and Senate are considering bills that would make the state legislature responsible for approving Tier 3 nominations. The Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, requires states to develop a process for granting Tier 3 water protections. Alaska has been working on its own process for the last 10 years. Representative Charles Kopp of Anchorage says that the legislature has a constitutional obligation to weigh in on significant land and water use decisions. That's why he introduced House Bill 138, which would require the legislature to review Tier 3 nominations.
This designation is so far-reaching, it's beyond, it's a political question.
A Tier 3 designation prohibits any activity that would degrade the quality of a water body, unless the impact is temporary and limited. Industry advocates worry the designations could have a far-reaching impact on uses of the surrounding land. Not everyone agrees that the legislature is the appropriate body to review Tier 3 nominations.
I'm okay with the final decision being made by a political entity, but I want it to be based on something, not just my viewpoint and somebody else's viewpoint just based on our own personal views or views that our constituents have shared with us.
That's Representative Sarah Hannon. She says that legislators need state agencies to provide scientific analysis and recommendations for Tier 3 nominations. Otherwise, the decision is purely political. Earlier this year, the Senate Resources Committee reviewed a bill that would require Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, or ADEC, to recommend Tier 3 nominations to the legislature. But that language was taken out of the bill. At a recent meeting, Earl Krapps with ADEC said that the department already has a policy for Tier 3.
So the policy itself, which is just a department policy, is the one that says the nominations will be submitted to the legislature for designation, and EPA has indicated that that is acceptable.
Past guidelines allowed Tier 3 nominations to be submitted through ADEC, but the department decided they should be sent straight to the legislature. The House Resources Committee will discuss whether the legislature should be the sole body to review Tier 3 nominations on Friday at 1 p.m. There will be no opportunity for public comments. However, the hearing is available to stream online at akleg.gov. A few states are in the process of challenging a federal rule that makes it difficult to build new roads through national lands, called the Roadless Rule. In Alaska, the debate centers on the Tongass National Forest, where Senator Lisa Murkowski says more access is needed to timber, energy, and mining opportunities. But today, two congressional Democrats introduced legislation in the House and the Senate, which could eliminate the possibility of an Alaska-specific exemption to the Roadless Rule. Under the Roadless Area Conservation Act, the U.S. Department of Agriculture wouldn't have the authority to grant the exemption. Right now, the agency is on track to release a draft environmental impact statement this summer, including various options for road building in the Tongass. An official decision is expected by 2020. It's unclear how the new legislation will interfere with those plans. It still has to pass both the House and the Senate, where Murkowski chairs the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.